for the best in gospel. Every Sunday, join me, Six Eyes, for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Get your praise on without leaving the house. Bring you the best in gospel with music and scripture. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. Praise the Lord. So spread the gospel by calling 424-243-9617 to listen in. Six Eyes Gospel.
If you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm your host, Six Eyes. I want to say hello to everyone listening. The cast, we have my very special guest, the beautiful queen, Mama Six Eyes, joining us today. So good afternoon, everyone. How's everybody doing?
All righty there.
All right.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Mama?
Hi, Mama.
Good afternoon.
Good day, Mama.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a beautiful afternoon. I hope everybody have their beverage of choice. I'm having coffee. And Wolfgang. Now, you talk about your leader dog mug. I don't have my leader dog mug. But this particular cup that I have now keeps the coffee hot for 6 hours.
Okay.
And I don't have to have a refill. So this cup is going to last me this show and beyond.
All righty.
Yeah.
I'll
tell
you. Yeah. I'll tell you something that I actually would beat that with. I'll tell you something that I have that I'll beat that with.
Let's hear it. Oprah me. Go ahead.
I've got a thermos bottle that's a stainless steel, okay? Completely stainless steel that I could put, that would hold about what you're talking about, if not more. And if I put hot coffee in that, I could be out in the middle of a blizzard, out in the middle of cold when I used to do my bell ringing for Salvation
yeah.
Army. Work for 8 hours, pour hot coffee down in that sucker, and have it out there work an 8-hour shift, and have it from the morning and still have that sucker still be piping hot by the nighttime, by the time my shift ended.
So you had to Oprah me. Okay. Well, anyway, you got 8 hours, I got six. So that's a good thing. The bottom line is we're going to enjoy hot pipe and coffee during the whole show. So
you
amen.
Got that right.
And also, I want to say the Brent family did an excellent job. My aunt at the family reunion did an excellent job. We had great time being with family and great food up on yesterday. So that was a great time hearing everybody. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
And last night, you and Nikhil got in kind of late on the end of the show, so I'm going to recommend that you two go in and check the archive because you missed the first part of what's going to be a two-part set of songs. Okay?
Okay.
There's a set of songs we did, started last night. The first one was Red Sylvine, like we did with Teddy Bear. This one's called Giddy Up Go Daddy. It's actually called Giddy Up Go, okay? And next week, it'll be just like with Teddy Bear. It has Minnie Pearl with it. Now, next week, we'll be doing Giddy Up Go The Answer. Now, we're going to – I explain what Giddy Up Go – you find out who Giddy Up Go is in the first song. And next week, we're not going to tell you – what the answer is, but we're not going to tell you what Giddy Up Go is until you find out by Wednesday. So that's your homework for today.
I thought it was a horse. Giddy Up Go, I thought it was a horse.
Well, go listen to the song and you'll find out who really Giddy Up Go is.
Are you Giddy Up Go? Is it you?
Nope. Yeah, go check out the song.
Okay. Amen.
Well, it can't be me because I wasn't born when that song was written, Six.
Okay.
I was born in 71.
Okay.
So, your homework for the afternoon will be go check out the archive.
Okay, and your homework for right now is to quit over-talking me.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so I want to welcome our listeners around the world, our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. We do thank you for joining us here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. And let us have an opening prayer. But before we do that, why don't you give everybody a recap of the show from last night? What did we miss outside of the giddy up and go? What did we miss?
Well,
tell
we
everybody
had a lot
about
of good
show.
Well, that was what I was hoping to get a little in there. We had a lot of good scriptures. In fact, there was quite a few long Bible contexts that took us right to the end of the show. We had to fill the whole show with scriptures, and we was hoping to get the question of the day in there, and then little technical difficulty, which didn't allow us to get the mics open to get you and Nikhail in there, but it turned out to still be a great show. I mean, awesome show, though, with lots of good scripture telling us, once again, how God gives to man, and God, when he does give to man, over and over, we found over and over again that it's always his free will. He is never compelled, never forced. It was always his free will, and the person receiving it was never earning or deserving of it. So,
mm-hmm.
Awesome time, part 27, that we've been learning this. Amen.
Amen.
As we've been learning about tithing, giving, and offerings. Amen.
Yeah, I think that's a great series. And you can check out that show every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern 6 Pacific, to talk with missionary Ken Wolfgang here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And this is our third Bible-based show. Sunday, of course, you're enjoying right now the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Then Saturday, the Talk with Missionary Ken Wolfgang. And on Wednesday is the Wednesday Night Gospel Bible Study. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. So we have three Bible-based shows in this chaotic world we live in. Amen. So we just need an opening prayer, and we're going to get this show started off. I, myself, is going to be sitting, drinking coffee while you all dance. Amen.
Amen. All right. Why don't we kick it off with an opening prayer? Amen. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that in you, Lord Jesus, there's always a better way. And Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, right now that you take the wheel of this show. We want to sit back, Lord Jesus, and enjoy the ride. Let you take total control. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you take the honored seat, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for that soul who is nearest hell, that you touch their heart and their life, help them to reel up the white flag, surrender. Let this be their day, Lord Jesus, that they reel up the white flag and say, I yield, and I surrender to you. And Lord Jesus, help them to realize that your word makes it very plain and very simple, saying, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that you also said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Making it as simple as that anybody and everybody can be saved. So Lord Jesus, let that person knowing that they are the nearest to hell, that they can change their course, they can make a U-turn, that you allow U-turns on the road of life going from hell to heaven, that you allow those U-turns to go from hell to heaven, and that, Lord Jesus, you span that gulf with an old rugged cross, and that, Lord Jesus, that bridge has never failed in the thousands of years that it's been spanning that gulf, that it has never failed, it has never cracked, and it has never become weather-worn, Lord Jesus, that it has spanned the test of time. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help that person today. Let this be their day. And then, Lord Jesus, for the cast and members of the Six Eyes Network, we ask you, Lord Jesus, we ask you to give them that which they need, whether mental, physical, or spiritual, Lord Jesus. Even financial, Lord Jesus, help them to get that which they need to keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who already know you, give them that which they need to keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, physical, financial, or spiritual, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those, obviously, who don't, we ask you to give them what they need, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for everyone in this whole world, let us, Lord Jesus, remember the great commandment you give us to love one another as you've loved us. Because, Lord, in so doing, we love the omnipresent neighbor, which is you, Lord Jesus. We ask all of this in your name. We give this show to you for your honor, your glory, in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. All righty.
Amen.
Boogie.
And we have Amen. Brother Dalton. Brother Dalton Mary hanging out with Nancy, I'm sorry. Her middle name is Mary. Nancy hanging out with us. We want to
All
thank
right.
you. Welcome, stranger. All right. And I believe we have Oklahoma checking in amongst many others. Amen.
Amen.
Right. And thank you very much.
Long time no hear.
All right. Well, let's get ready to boogie for Jesus. Amen. On
Amen.
The Six Eyes Radio, a gospel show. Only on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
We ready to do this?
Nah, man. Everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Love him like I do. Love him like I do. That's why I love him like I do. Love him like I do. Love, love him like I do.
Nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. to lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweet.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh,
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. We'll be right back. Gotta pay some bills. Six Eyes Gospel.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. The agony of being doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you
Touch somebody next to you and tell them, I found a friend. And his name is Jesus. I'm so happy. You remember when we used to sing it like this? What? Y'all ever sung it like that? A friend who we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Love. Somebody here ought to know what we're talking about. Oh, our sin and grief to bear. Oh, I know you know it better than that. What a privilege! What a privilege, Lord, I can. Hallelujah! You don't have to be bothered. Take it. Take it. Into the big breath. What did the writer say? Oh, I can't hear you. What peace? We all come. Come on. Oh, what Jesus is saying. Church say yes. If you love him, say it. If you love him.
Boogie for Jesus, and now we're going to head over to the Six Eyes Gospel Buffet. I'm driving. Are you ready to get fed the word?
Amen.
Amen. Ready, Mama? Amen. Amen.
Holy Bible, the King James Version, read by Alexander Scorby. Chapter 46. Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it upon us. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke, and thou saidst, I shall be a lady forever. So that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this. Thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants and thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. Chapter 48. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and wast called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake, I will defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heaven. When I call unto them, they stand up together. All ye, assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth, say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Wow. Some good
news. Amen.
There. Wow. He definitely is giving some warnings there. And that last verse kind of sums it all up. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Those who live in sin, they think, oh, I'm living great and I've got everything so good and everything. But in all honesty, to those out there that do not know the Lord as their Savior, they know, they honestly know, in their hearts, they're searching. They're looking for contentment. looking for that contentment, which is a type of peace. They search here, they search there, they look in the bars, they look in the pubs, they look at whether it's girls or riches or whatever to fulfill their life. They try to put that square peg in the round hole. They try everything they can. But the real problem is just that. They're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. It's never going to totally fulfill their need. And they're trying for the peace that only the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, can give them. That's why this scripture fulfills every bit of what is said here. God makes it very plain throughout this text that we read today. These people were not at peace. They were not at peace because they were not living the life he expected of them. And thus, he had to do what? He had to judge them. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now let me break those two verses, most common verses that everybody knows and has memorized since childhood. Let me break those down for you, okay? For God, so if you got yourself a Bible, good, healthy Christian, always marks in his Bible, pull out John 3:16-17, so that when you go out there and help your friend to understand these verses, for God so loved, and put the person's name in it when you're talking to them, for God so loved that person, that whosoever, that person, that whosoever, if that person shall believe in Jesus Christ, that person believes in Jesus Christ, they shall not perish, go to hell. Why? Because God is not willing to God that any should perish, go to hell. That they should not perish, but have everlasting life. They should go to heaven. For God sent not Jesus into this world, into this earth, to condemn this world, condemn this earth, to condemn the people, but that the world, you can put the person name right there, that the world, that person, through Jesus, would have everlasting life. Now think about that. You could even see yourself in that verse instead of verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, God so loved you, me, everybody. Not that he wanted to condemn the world, but that he could save us. Well, you cannot have peace without Jesus. You can't have a cart without having a horse. Well, you cannot have real peace without Christ. And these people were trying to have peace and trying to do what was wrong. They were trying to have their cake and eat it too. And God said, okay, you were doing what was right. You weren't doing what the way I wanted it done. So, well, now it's time. I pointed this out last night in the show, those who missed it. God has, yes, he has the pies and the cookies and the cakes of all his blessings in his word. He promises the pies and cookies and cakes of his riches and his blessings and all the good stuff. But he also gives us the veggies, the spinach and the liver and all that stuff that we don't like. He tells us there's judgment. God would not be a God of a balanced diet without putting judgment in his word. And thus, that last verse in our reading today, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Take that thought with you today. Even those of you who know the Lord, when you decide to backtrack, go back into sin, there's no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Amen. And that's my thought for the day. Amen.
Amen.
That was deep. Amen. Amen. And you all are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. We're here each and every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, where you get to praise him without leaving the house. Where else? But from the comfort of your home, you can enjoy the best in gospel on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Amen. All right. Are you gentlemen and ladies ready for the Bible trivia?
Not quite. Not quite. Because radio costs so much.
Ah, yes it does.
About contributing.
All right. Now, I knew you, I was waiting for Six to ask me to do this. I was waiting for the cue, Six. I was waiting for the cue. All right. For those out there who have the means, now you say, well, I ain't a millionaire. Well, you don't need to be. Hey, you could be a little kiddie in Sunday school. Okay? You could be a little kiddie and have, let's say, a dollar. Okay? You can still do this. Go to paypal.com. That is paypal.com. And then while you're on there, you just type in the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's SIXEYES, the digit number 6@gmail.com. I'll repeat that again one more time so you can get it. SIXEYES, the digit number 6@gmail.com, in the box where it asks for the amount. Of course, now that's going to be whatever the Lord lays on your heart. It could be a dollar, it could be $5, $10, $50. And for those of you that are the millionaires out there, it could be $5,000 or $50,000, okay? Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. That's why it's a love offering, a love gift. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, and then you send it off, and we are very grateful to you, and the Lord will bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And keep bringing you great programming. All right. Now let's bring it.
Amen. Bring it.
All right. All right. Bible trivia coming from Isaiah 46. And the first question is, what two Babylonian gods does Isaiah say will bow down before the Lord? Ashar and Damkina, Ea and Elani. Elaine, I'm sorry. I'm butchering these names, but please forgive me. Okay. Apsu and Ea, Baal and Nebo. I can read it again if you need me.
Last one, Baal and Nebo.
What? Baal and Nebo, okay. And that is correct. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoops, and their idols were upon the beast, and upon the cattle, your carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. Isaiah 46:1. That is correct. All right, second question. God called something out of the east in Isaiah 46. What is it? A ravenous bird, a hideous people, a malignant king, a terrible storm.
Terrible storm.
Ravenous bird.
Yeah,
I go with the bird.
Yes, it is a ravenous bird. The Lord calls a ravenous bird from the east. Isaiah 46:11.
Amen.
All right. 50% for chapter 46. All right. Isaiah 47.
Getting there, a swig of that coffee, Six.
I just did, brother.
All right. First question. Isaiah predicts the fall of what city 150 years before it happened?
Babylon.
Egypt, Babylon, or Bethlehem?
Babylon. Babylon has fallen. Ring!
That is correct. 47 of Isaiah is dedicated to the prophecy of Isaiah regarding the fall of Babylon.
That's it.
All right. Second question.
Okay.
With what does the virgin daughter of Babylon grind with meal, as told in Isaiah 47? An ox, her shoes, a millstone, her teeth.
An ox.
I'm going to read this question again.
I'm sorry, teeth. Sorry, teeth. I'm thinking about
oxtails. What does the virgin daughter of Babylon grind with her meal, as told in Isaiah 47? An ox, her shoes, a millstone, her teeth.
Her teeth.
Teeth. I corrected it. You ain't have no dentist.
The correct answer is the virgin daughter of Babylon grinds her meals with a millstone. Isaiah 47:2.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I thought the food was so good she grinded teeth. Okay.
All right, 50% for Isaiah 47. It's all good. We're learning. Isaiah 48. And the first question is, according to Isaiah, there is no peace for whom? The wicked. Mothers.
The wicked.
Fathers.
The wicked. Bring it.
Can I finish reading the choices before you talk over me, sir? Okay. The wicked. That is correct. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Isaiah 48:22.
I think he knew the answer to that one, Nikhil, because of my commentary. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah, he did. That's true. All right.
Nice.
In Isaiah 48, God describes the house of Jacob in terms of metal. From what is Israel's brow made of? Iron, brass, copper, or steel?
Brass.
That is correct. Israel has a brass house, 48 and 4.
I had to think a minute there. I was thinking of the verse. The verse was in my head, and I said, yeah. I had to go over it in my head a couple times. Yeah, that. And that's why I said, by the time he said it, and then I was like, yeah, that's right. It was brass. Because I was going through the choices. I was like, yeah, it couldn't have been iron or those others. It had to be brass.
Ring
it. That was it.
So he was right on that one. He was right on that one.
So that was 100% of correct answers for chapter 48. So
now,
we got 50, 50, and 100 today.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. I'm just a competitive person. It's fun. And for your listeners, and if you're ever on the phone lines, you can join us as well, because we are all learning in the Word. We're learning. We're babes in the Word, and we're learning. So it's all in fun. We get them right. We get them wrong, but we learn, and it's fun.
Yep. And that's the fun part. Even me as a minister, I get them wrong. And I'm happy to get them wrong, because it only tells me where I need to focus my learning.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, tells me that, hey, I don't know everything. And I'm not too proud to say that, hey, I know it all. I don't know it all. Nobody can ever know everything about God's Word.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Is that Ruth in the background? Ruth, we need to hear you.
Yeah. We need to hear you. What is she trying to hide from us today?
I said that.
I don't know.
Every time you read the Bible, you're going to see something different. You know, you're going to learn more every day, you know.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But you want to know what I want to know? And we'll find out. Okay, so Alexander Scorby, he's a renowned narrator. But how long do you think it took him to do that whole Bible?
Oh, heaven knows. But I'll say this, a little blurb on how the reason that he originally did the Bible, okay, narrated it. Now, most people that got the Alexander Scorby Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the original reason that Alexander Scorby read the Bible originally. You know who he originally read that for?
His mother.
Wrong. Give him the buzzer, Nikhail.
Really?
That is not the correct answer. That was not the reason he...
Amen.
That is not the reason Alexander Scorby read the Bible and narrated it. That was not his purpose. He recorded it for the NLF.
Huh?
The National Library Service for the Blind and Visually Handicapped. Got it.
Handicapped, that picture, but it was close.
He originally recorded it for the Talking Book Program for those who were blind.
Yeah.
The original, and I've got them right here in our blind ministry office, the original recordings, the original records, a set of the original records on the 8 1/3 RPM records.
Oh yeah, I got
like
that.
He used to put out of the original Alexander Scorby.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
On the vinyl records.
Mm.
Okay. And then after that, obviously the copyright on those went from NLS, then other companies got a hold of those and started making copies of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And producing it and then getting them out because people seen how nice that was to have the Bible in a narrated form, okay? Mm-hmm. But originally, Alexander Scorby's original intent for doing the Bible in a narrated form had nothing to do with making any kind of money for some company. It was to help those who was blind.
We got to see if we can get him on the show.
Well, you know how long ago that was originally narrated and put onto records and stuff? Way back. We're talking about back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I forget when he originally did those.
I thought he did it.
Because you know how long ago vinyl records were put out?
Oh, yeah, in the 70s. Yeah, so he's probably retired by now.
That man is probably retired, if not long dead by now. And when he recorded those, here's how he did it. You know how he did it? In the studio where he recorded it, he used what they call a teleprompter.
Oh, okay. They do that on
the
TV.
The thing that
too.
Trump used today.
Yeah,
Trump doesn't use
TV,
a teleprompter.
Yeah, for those who doesn't know what a teleprompter is, I'll help our listeners. It's a TV monitor that has the scriptures up there, okay? That has all the verses, the words up there, so he doesn't have to lean down. So all he's doing is he's reading directly into the microphone in the studio while the verses are being shown up on the screen. So that he doesn't have to look downward into the Bible and being with his voice aiming toward a Bible. His voice is straight at the microphone where it's supposed to be, and he's just looking at the screen in front of him. And he just reads what he sees.
All right. Unless you are a time traveler and going to travel back in time, you're not going to get Alexander Scorby because he passed February
22nd,
1985.
Oh, wow. Oh, he has been gone now. He's been gone
for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine when those originally must have been recorded for NLS.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to our listeners, but he won't be on the show.
Not unless
in heaven somewhere.
not unless you could get somebody who is a good imitator and could you know how you get some of these people that are impersonators and they impersonate like Elvis Presley and different people.
Oh, you know who we can get? Richard Little. We can get Richard Little to come on to the show.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me correct you, sir, because he is in on our services every time we have Bible study.
Right.
He's
see,
reading.
So,
he's etched.
Yeah. See, he's here in spirit. So we could say it that way. He's here in spirit.
Exactly.
Okay. So we won't have him on the show. I want to find out the singer, that lady that sings on The Closet. I want to find out if she's still alive.
So.
You got to find out who did the lead on The Closet, who sang the lead on The Closet. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we do hope and we know you are enjoying this show. And we invite you to bring a friend. All they have to do is dial 424-243-9617. Click them in and they can enjoy the best in gospel. We got Mama Six Eyes hanging out with us, the beautiful queen. Want to thank her. She's quiet today, but she's here hanging out. So we want to thank her. And she has a birthday coming up. So we're going to have something special for her planned. So I want you all to come out and enjoy. Amen.
Amen. Well, are you guys ready for the Bloodhound?
Bring it.
All right. Let's see how good Six's sniffer is.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. This one's, Thou shalt not lie with mankind, comma, as with womankind, semicolon, It is abomination, period.
Well, that's amen. It's in the Bible.
Now, come on, Six. You ought to know this. We've read this one before.
I'm sure. It's not part of the Ten Commandments. Really?
Really?
Proverbs.
Proverbs? Right Testament, wrong book.
Dalton, Oklahoma, you guys want to take a shot at it?
Oh, go for it, Oklahoma. Hey.
Now they give me crickets. Oh, the other time they talk.
My goodness.
Amen. They're enjoying this.
Well, I'll give you this hint, Six. It's in the Pentateuch.
The what?
He does it.
The Pentateuch.
It's the first five books of the Bible.
Moses. The law. The law of Moses, as they call it. The Pentateuch.
Yeah.
Amen. Exodus.
Ooh. After? Closer.
Pretty hot.
Whoa. Now you're really warming up. You're warming up, but you're not on fire yet.
Amen.
You're getting near the blaze, but not on fire yet.
That clue.
Is it Luke? Is it the book of Luke?
No, we haven't read the book of Luke.
No.
Now, we have the Leviticus.
We did Leviticus. The Leviticus.
Yay!
There you got it. Now you're on the right book, Leviticus, yeah.
Go, Six. Go, Six. All right.
Hey. Let me get a bigger coffee for that. A big
All right. Now, what do you think? Which chapter and verse it could be?
Now, then I'm going to pass off to a beautiful, beautiful queen. What one of them can answer? I don't want to take up the whole answer. Amen.
Oh boy.
Try for a little teamwork, are you?
All right, guys.
What was it?
Leviticus 18:22.
Yep, she's got it. Leviticus
18:22. Leviticus 18:22. Good job.
Yep, that verse kind of lets us know. Lets us know. The truth about that sin of men and women being the same sex together. Amen. That tells the truth. So when they start telling you, well, God says, well, they try to say, well, they were born that way. Well, that verse right there. Give them that verse. Amen. All right. Now, Ruthie, for them to sniff out by Wednesday is this.
Oh, okay.
Let's
right.
check their noses on this one.
Okay. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, semicolon, for I say unto you, comma, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven.
Period.
Period.
Okay. One more time.
Okay. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, semicolon, for I say unto you, comma, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven, period. And it just sounds so beautiful. I like that.
Amen. You got to sniff it out by Wednesday. Amen.
Because the question is, where could it be? Now, the beautiful thing about that verse, that goes, huh?
No, 6 was talking, but he's not realizing he's on mute. And
yeah.
You started talking, and he was talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I've been looking for that good job, correct buzzer. I can't find it online nowhere.
Yeah. Well, she already did that, 6. But anyway, the thing is, with this verse that we're going to have for Wednesday, when you think about it, for those of you who have ever lost a little one, this goes to prove right here. When even if they have never made a decision for the Lord and they if they don't know right from wrong, if they're in that age that's before the age of accountability, this right there goes to prove
they went to heaven, yeah.
They went to heaven because it says they're angel.
I know somebody in our family that died as a baby.
They're angel. This right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jesus is talking about. So when he says they're angel, so this is a verse you could use in comfort to someone who's lost a real young child. A real young child. They're angel. So just we're going to let Ruth read this one more time, the verse you're looking at for Wednesday. One more time.
No problem.
Because it's a real beautiful verse.
Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, semicolon, for I say unto you, comma, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven, period. My grandmother miscarried, and there was another baby in our family. Her name was Ruth Sigmund. She died, and I think she was only 2 years old.
Amen.
Oh, well.
So there you got it.
Amen. So, Ruth, did you pick up your playing from your grandmother, piano?
Your playing from your grandmother. Did you pick that up from her?
You know, and I also took lessons, but my grandmother and my mother had more of a gift than me because they actually played by ear. I have to play by note. I'm really stuck on them notes. I have to sit there and look at the notes. I'm not very good at playing by ear, but I could memorize music. And I also taught piano some. But I didn't really pick it up from them. I just learned it, you know, from taking it from a teacher.
Okay. And do you still get lessons?
Not now. I haven't found any more because the lady I did have, she went out of town and she went up to the when she was 16, she finished up to about the 5th level and then she quit.
But
I got a keyboard here. I still play once in a while.
But me, now, on the other hand, 6, as far as me, when it comes to playing drums, now mine is an actual gift that is all done by ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach it in the same manner. All I do is teach the original. I teach what they call the patterns. And then after that, after I teach that, then the person learns to play it by ear completely.
Okay.
And if they I'll know if the person actually has the talent or not, if they've got the gifting to actually play or not the drums.
Okay. Yeah, I want you to give me one of your little exercises and see if I can do it.
The cutie can play guitar, too.
Well, the first part of knowing if you could play is how coordinated you are.
Let's see. Let's do one live on air. We've discussed the Bible. We've learned. And now we're going to have a little downtime here on the gospel show. So give me a little example. See if I can follow.
That's what's easy. I can actually do this over the air. Okay. This is the first part. Start with, just your 2 feet. Alternate with your 2 feet. Right, left, like you're just patting your feet right, left. See if you can keep it even in an even rhythm. Follow my counting. One, two. 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 And when I'm counting one, that should be your right foot. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Now two is my right foot.
Up, nope. Now, try to get it in the right way. One should be your right foot, two is your left foot. And there's going to be a reason for this in a minute. One,
really?
Two, one, two. There's a reason. Get ready. One,
okay.
Two. Let's get started. Ready? When
okay.
I start, right. When I start with one, it's going to be your right foot. One,
okay.
Two, one, 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 two. Think you're able to hold that?
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Two, one, two. You still holding this steady go?
Yeah. Yeah.
One, two, one, two. All right. Now, you ready to add something to that? Take your left
Breathe.
Hand. Now,
Breathe.
Your left hand, every time you're on two, you're going to hit your left hand with your onto your left leg. Ready? One, two.
Okay.
One, two. One, two. I want to hear it. One, two. One, two.
Wait.
So every time you should, when you hit one, it's just your right foot tapping. But on two, it's your left foot and your left hand.
Okay, got you, got you.
Tapping
got you,
your leg.
Got you. So on two,
okay.
I'm tapping my leg. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one. Two, one, two, one,
Ring
two,
it.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Now you ready to add the last part? The right hand.
Bring it.
It's going to do
Bring
all of the beats for one and two. So you're leaving the left hand on just two, but the right hand is both one and two. Here we go. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
What?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. You got it? One, two, one,
no,
two.
No.
You lost
so,
it, right?
Yes. What am I
okay.
doing with my right hand?
The right hand is doing all the beats. One, two, one, two, one, two. While your left hand is just doing two.
This is taking me back. Hold on, all right. So one is right, two is
no,
left. I'm tapping with the
left. With your
left.
Feet, okay. Listen again. With your feet, the right foot is only doing one. The left foot is only doing two.
Right.
Like you're stepping, okay.
Got
While
that.
Your hands. Your right hand is doing both one, two, one, two. Listen, you can hear me tapping in the background. One, two, one, two. That's your right hand. While your left hand, while your left hand is going one, one, two, one. You hear the louder pop when I hit the second beat?
Yeah.
That's why, because both hands hit on two. That's what you should be doing.
Okay, all right, hold on.
So, one, two. Let's slow it down. Maybe you need to slow the speed. One, right foot, right hand. Two, all four. Two. One, two. One, two. One, two. One, two.
We're going to continue this off air.
But it's a matter of coordination. That's all it is. But you started out okay? So guess what? You answered a question for me. You know what that is?
What's that?
You have the gifting. You just need the practice. You have the gifting.
Okay.
You need the practice. That's all you need is the practice and the timing. I had the same thing when I started out. I was off time. And all of that, it was a matter of practice. Now, see, that's, of course, you practicing on your hands and your legs, okay? actually using drumsticks, because when you hit the drumstick on the drum head, it bounces back, gives you a little extra to maneuver along, so it's a little easier. So it's a matter of practice, okay? So
okay.
I believe you got the gifting. I could see that. I mean, you held with me in a good rhythm, and you didn't know I was testing you. Remember there was a couple times I stopped giving you the count, and I talked to you in the middle of it, and I came back, and you were still with me?
Yes.
You didn't know I was a test. I wanted to see, could you hold the rhythm? You did. So that wasn't the problem. You've got the gifting. You got the gifting. Give you, come on, Nick Tail. Give him a good buzzer.
Yay. I'll pop.
Give him a good buzzer, Nick Tail. He held it. He's got the gifting. So it's a matter of practice.
Good job.
Amen. So he's got the gifting. It's just a matter of learning. And this is something I actually could work out with him, even if it's over the phone. I could teach him that way. See, teaching him the drums and giving him the lessons via even the phone or whatnot, that ain't very complicated. So and I could give him recommendations where what he could do to work, you know, go get him a set and then give him the lessons that he'll need to learn and what he has to do. I could easily do that via over the phone using a speakerphone, and then when he starts getting up to the point where he's doing the by ear lessons, he's going to love that, because then he picks out his favorite artists. I'm going to tell him, okay, go pick up a certain radio station or pick out a radio station he wants to listen to. That's when the lessons get tough, because that's where you turn on a radio station. After he's learned all the different patterns, I say, go turn on this radio station. And then once it turned on, I say, now go sit there for an hour and play. And play what you hear. And that's where the practice comes in. It's all practice. And that's where you get it. That's what I had to do. It was really fun. It's all practice after that. But first it's the patterns. It's learning the patterns. And I could see that he's got the chord. It's just a matter of getting the coordination down, but he can hold the rate, and that's what's good. So he's got it. It's just a matter of putting it to use. So hey, awesome. That's what I like. Awesome. He's got it. That's for sure. And one nice thing about a person that can hold a steady beat rate and learn the drums like that and that kind of gifting, it also works in recordings, because you could tell if the song is off tempo and if someone ain't doing right in a song. You could tell if it's... No, I'm fine.
Not right now?
So, yep, it works great in recordings, too.
Amen. Well, we just had our music lesson, our music theory.
Amen.
So let's have a closing prayer. Amen.
All right. Why don't we this time get the beautiful princess to do that for us this time. She hasn't done it in a while. Give her that honor.
All right, Father God, thank you for allowing us to honor you today, and we give you all honor, glory, and praise. We want to thank you for allowing us to make it through another week, waking us up this morning, and continuing to bless us beyond what we envision for ourselves. Father God, carry us through this coming up week so we can continue to serve you. God bless each and every one of us, our family members, those that are sick and shut in. Continue to bless them and heal them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yay.
Amen. We thank you for joining us. Mama Six Eyes, thank you. Love you. And we will see you next Sunday for 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific for the Best in Gospel, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I want to thank our listeners around the world, our surrounding city and state. You just enjoyed the Best in Gospel. We boogied, we danced with Jesus, we learned at the Six Eyes Gospel Buffet, and we had music theory. All right. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thanks for listening.
Catch you later, alligator.
All right, later, everyone. God bless.